You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood in for Kai Ryssdal. Now, I mentioned those canceled flights in Florida, which are happening as millions of people are flying for the Labor Day weekend. Air travel schedules have already been disrupted over the past several months because Boeing's 737 MAX jet was grounded after two fatal crashes. And this weekend, United and American Airlines announced they'll keep the plane off their schedules until December, meaning that holiday travel is looking kind of ugly, folks. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer reports.
The Federal Aviation Administration temporarily grounded the 737 MAX last March after two fatal crashes. The FAA says it's not following a prescribed timeline for allowing the MAX jet to fly again.
A lot of it comes down to flight testing.
Richard Abulafia is an aviation analyst at Teal Group.
And, of course, getting all of the pilots that are invited to provide input comfortable.
A big question is how much pilot training the FAA will require in flight simulators. Abulafia says there are only 16 or 17 737 MAX simulators. With all this uncertainty, airlines are just taking MAXs off the schedule, which means extra scrambling during the holidays. Donna Rhodes teaches management at Embry-Riddle Aeronautical University.
They really want the business. Airlines hate to turn away people asking for seats.
So planes flying into smaller regional airports will be diverted to more popular hubs, and airlines can lease older aircraft. But if there aren't enough planes, ticket prices could go up over the holidays. Haley Berg is an economist at the flight app Hopper. She says if grandmother's house is off the beaten path,
it will be more difficult on some of those more regional routes to find a seat on a plane or get a great deal price because there will be lower capacity.
Berg says you could pay 25% more than you did last year for a flight from, say, Pittsburgh to L.A. The upshot? You might have to fly at a different time or date than you planned to get the best fare. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.